像临磐石得稳妥，刚才赞美诗的题目。
The rock that is higher than I.
为什么神可以成为我们的临磐石呢？
Why can Jesus Christ become our rock?
我们先一起来看新约圣经彼得前书五章七节。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。 Amen.
Verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
这里告诉我们要把忧虑卸给神。
Here it says we have to cast our cares upon him.
另外一个经节怎么说呢？
What does it say in another verse?
我们请看腓立比书四章六节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
腓立比书第四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6。
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。Amen.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
一节告诉我们要把忧虑卸给神。
One verse tells us to cast our cares upon God.
另外一节告诉我们要一无挂虑。
And the other verse tells us to be anxious for nothing.
好像一个有信心、灵性美好的基督徒
，as if a Christian who has good faith，
就不应该有忧虑
，they should not have worries。
但是，就是因为这个误解，让很多基督徒越信越忧郁。
But it is because of this that many Christians, the more they believe, the more worries they have。
因为这些对灵性很追求的同龄啊。
Because brothers and sisters who are pursuing their faith,
他们始终希望成为一个信心更好的人。
And in their hearts, they want to be a better person.
可是有很多人在这信仰当中不敢跟人家讲。
But many people in their faith, they're afraid to tell people.
讲我时常在忧虑。
And they are afraid to tell others that they often worry.
好像这么一讲，我就变成一个灵性有缺陷。不好，信心不好的基督徒了。
It is as if the moment you say that, you turn into a Christian who has no faith.
那对这些人来讲，真的是这个样子吗？
But for these type of people, is this true?
其实我们生活当中是不可能没有任何，不会有，不可能没有问题的。
In reality, in our lives, it is impossible that we have no problems.
那圣经希望我们怎么样呢？
What does the Bible wish we do?
刚才有一节彼得前书，那个是使徒彼得分享的。
And First Peter, in the verse, this is shared by Apostle Peter.
那请问大家，腓立比书是谁写的呢？
And I'd like to ask everyone who wrote the book of Philippians.
使徒保罗，对不对？
Apostle Paul.
保罗告诉我们要一无挂虑哦。
And Apostle Paul tells us to be anxious for nothing.
好，我们现在来看另外一个经节。
Now let's look at another verse.
我们请看哥林多后书十一章二十八节。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 28.
哥林多后书十一章二十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 28.
除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。二十九节。
Verse 29.
有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？阿们。各位，你在这里看到二十九节最后的那个焦急啊。
If we look at the end of verse 29.
其实跟彼得前书五章七节的忧虑，原文里面是同一个字。
And this word is the same as what is written in First Peter.
那请教大家，哥林多前书、前后书这两封书信是谁写的？
And I'd like to ask everyone who wrote First and Second Corinthians.
哎，那你说，写哥林多后书这个时候的使徒保罗灵性不太好。
And we might say Apostle Paul, who wrote First and Second Corinthians, at that time his faith was not good.
所以到腓立比书那时候已经快要离世了，所以他的灵性很好。
But by the time he got to Philippians, his faith was very good.
是这样子吗？
Is this true?
同样一个人，他告诉我们要一无挂虑。
The same person tells us to be anxious for nothing.
我想圣经不是还有分灵性好跟不好的人在读的啊。
Well, the Bible doesn't differentiate between people who have good faith and people who don't.
那我是不是要教弟兄姐妹说，所以腓立比书等你信主六十年以后再来读呢？
So should I teach brothers and sisters that after you believe for 60 years, then you read the book of Philippians?
保罗说为教会挂心的事天天压在他身上，表示这不是普通的挂心啊，很有重量的。
Paul says that he has deep concern for all the churches. This isn't just a normal worry. This is very heavy.
可是另外一个地方告诉我们一无挂虑，怎么一回事？
But in another verse, it tells us to be anxious for nothing.
我告诉你，这不是矛盾。
This is not a contradiction.
对，这不是说因为他的教训出问题了。
This is not that he has a problem with his teachings.
更不是某些基督徒讲的说，我们照我们需要各取所需。这圣经怎么解呢？怎么可以各取所需呢？
And it is not like what other Christians say that we can just pick and choose what we want.
不对啊，我们再来看一个经节，一段经，我们再继续来想。
This isn't right, so let's look at another verse.
我们请看旧约圣经撒母耳记上三十章。
Let's look at the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 30.
撒母耳记上三十章的第一节到第六节。
1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 6.
麻烦你一节念到六节完毕。
Verse 1, Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire. Verse 2, And had taken captive the women and to those who were there. From small to great, they did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. Verse 3, So David and his men came to the city. And there it was, burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters have been taken captive. Verse 4, Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept, until they had no more power to weep. Verse 5, And David's two wives, Ahinoam and the Jezreelites, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Verse 6, Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God.
Amen. 我们看到大卫在他当王之前的一段遭遇。
And we see this, this problem that David encountered before he became king.
他是很倚靠神的。
He is someone who relied on God.
可是即使在倚靠神的过程生活当中，也会遇到这种意外。
But in our lives, as he relied on God, he would encounter this type of situation.
这不是小变故啊。
This is not a small.
这是一个很重大的打击。
This was a great worry.
当他回跟自己的部下回到原来的营地去。
And with his people, when he went back to his original place.
他发觉说所有的家人跟财产都被抓走了，生死未卜啊。
He found out that all his family members they were taken away.
换作是你，你不急吗
？And if it was you, wouldn't you be worried?
你看，不止大卫是急，他的手下全部急到什么程度
？And it wasn't just David who was worried, and those who were under him were also worried.
急到这些原本对他忠心耿耿的手下受不了了，叛变呐
！And that all the people under him they were so distressed.
所以最后一节第六节，我们再看一次。
And in the last verse, in verse 6, let's look again.
第六节后半节说，大卫却倚靠主他的神，心里坚固。
And but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God.
哎，大家有没有发觉六节前面大卫的心理状态是很焦急，后面心里坚固，怎么一回事
？In the beginning of verse 6, David was greatly distressed, but at the end, David strengthened himself in the Lord. So what's going on?
如果我可以解释很，我可以解释到大家都听不懂，叫做前面很焦急，后面很坚固就不焦急啦。我告诉你，没有人办得到啦。
And this is it is impossible for a person to achieve that in the beginning he is greatly distressed, but at the end he is strengthened.
依照我个人的生命经验以及我所有辅导过的基督徒，焦急跟坚固是同时存在的，你晓得吗
？From my personal experience and the people that I've counseled, distress and strength is two that coexist.
我们可能担心工作，担心经济，担心婚姻，担心儿女，担心一堆啊。
We may be worried about our lives, our career, our family, our children, our marriage.
所以你今天对耶稣很有信心，就完全不用再想这种事情了吗？这种事情我不用管，没问题的，是这样子吗
？And today, if you have great faith in Jesus Christ, do we not have to worry about any of these things?
那这样子，我们教会也不用常常开会了。
And if it's so, then we don't have to have so many meetings.
像保罗讲的，为教会的事天天关心的，没问题啊，交托神就好了，干嘛常常一直开会，还要临时开会啊，对不对
？And just as Paul says that he's greatly concerned for the things of the church, but then why do we need to have so many meetings?
那是我告诉你，因为 30章第6节，这个才是真正真实的状况。
But in chapter 30 verse 6, this is what truly happens.
我们常常有忧虑，又很焦急，可是在这当下依靠神的人，他同时这样越来越坚固，这是同时并存的。
We often have worries and we're distressed, but at the same time, we are also strengthened.
因为保罗他说的一无挂虑什么意思？
Because when Paul says to be anxious for nothing, what does he mean?
对，他不是说完全一点都不忧虑，不是这样解释的。
He doesn't mean that we absolutely have no worries at all.
你看，他依然在担心教会的事，担心同龄的事，对不对？
But naturally, he is worrying about the state of the church.
他不是担心给同龄看的啊。
And he wasn't worrying so other people see him.
那是因为他说的一无挂虑是不要进入焦虑的状态。
And when he says be anxious for nothing, it's to not enter into this state of anxiety.
对。Into the anxiety, 这个有问题的啊。
And to enter into anxiety, this is a problem.
我虽然担心，但是担心到我交托神，我可以吃得下、睡得着，大家能够理解吗？
Although I worry, but when I worry, I rely on God and I can eat and I can sleep.
为什么Anxiety 很严重的人要 take medicine， 为什么？
Why is it that those who have great anxiety need to take medicine？
因为他是担心到根本没有办法正常工作生活啦。
Because they're so anxious that they cannot work in their daily lives。
他吃不下，睡不着，大家能够理解那种痛苦吗？
You cannot eat and you cannot sleep, and you understand that this is very painful。
我们再来看圣经告诉我们，真的，因为我们现在要祷告了嘛，祷告就是要献给神。
We're about to pray, so when we pray, we give it all to God.
但是什么才是真正献给神？ What, 我想跟大家分享一下，来体会一下。
What does it truly mean to give everything to God?
我们来看加拉太书第六章第二节。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 6 verse 2.
加拉太书六章二节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 2.
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。Amen.
Verse 2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
注意哦，这里有没有提到说，我们每个人都有自己的重担，还不是普通担子，重担哦。
Here it says that every one of us, we have burdens.
亲爱的各位，你想一想，这里的你们指的是外邦人还是基督徒？
And here, when it talks about one another, is it Gentiles or Christians?
所以你会又有重担，又完全一点都不担心吗？是这样子吗？
Will you have burdens and not have worries at all?
如果这样子，那个就不叫重担，会重到你一点都不担心，那根本就不叫重担。重担，你能够理解吗？
If this is the case, then this is not a burden. If you have a burden and you don't worry.
我们继续再看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
因为个人必担当自己的担子。Amen.
Verse 5, for each one shall bear his own load.
好了，这两节告诉我们，基督徒一定会有担子。
These two verses tell us that Christians will have burdens.
而且这个担子，你不会觉得很轻的，很有重量的。
And these burdens are not light; they are very heavy.
它不是挂在你肉体上，是挂在你心里面的。大家能够理解吗
？They are not burdens that are physically on you, but they are in your heart.
这另外一句话叫做十字架，生命中的十字架。
And another phrase for this is the cross we bear in our lives.
我们常常有一种。错误的期待。
We often have a wrong hope.
这种错误的期待让我们对神越来越没有信心。
And this misconception allows us to have less faith in God.
越来越感受不到神。
And we feel we don't experience.
甚至跑来问传道说：“主耶稣现在不爱我了吗？”
And we come and tell the pastor, "Is it true that Jesus Christ doesn't love me
anymore?" 这种错误的期待是什么？我来叙述一下。
What is this wrong hope?
就当我为生活的事某件事在挂虑、在忧心的时候
，It is when I'm worrying about certain things in life.
我读了那些经文，我以为我在祷告里面要献给神，神要帮我解决一切。
And I read these verses, and I pray, and I give it all to God, and God is supposed to solve my problems.
所以有一些同龄啊，不是这边的哦。他告诉我说，传道，我跪下去祷告的时候，释放了。阿门，你站起来之后，担子又回来了。
And there are some members not from here, but they say they kneel down and pray, and when they pray, their burdens are taken away. But the moment they end their prayer, all the burdens come back.
不要互相看，不是伊丽莎白的啦，哈。
Don't look at each other. It's not from Elizabeth.
对啊，很多人诚实的告诉我啊，为什么这样子呢？
Many people truly tell me why.
难道你要一天24小时都跪着祷告，不吃不睡，这样子来活下去吗
？Then do we have to kneel down and pray for 24 hours a day and not eat and sleep?
因为我们都祷告，希望神解决我们的担子。
Because we pray and we want God to take away our burdens.
可是明明刚才我们读的经文是每个基督徒都有自己的担子。
But the verses we just read, every Christian has their own burdens.
重担会在你的情感、心思或灵里面。
And the burdens will be in your emotions or also in your heart.
会造有很沉重的压迫感。
And they are very heavy.
这种感受会让你痛苦。
And this feeling will cause you to be pain.
会让你觉得喘不过来。
And it will not allow you to breathe.
只有这种感受才称之为重担啊。
Only this type of feeling is considered a burden.
是心里的。
This is in your heart.
那我告诉大家，其实神从来没有在圣经里面告诉我们说他会一次解决掉我们所有的重量。
But in the Bible, God never tells us that he will solve and take away all our burdens at once.
我相信大家有时候教会里面如果有一批很热心的同龄为某一个人在代祷。
If there is a group of very fervent members praying for a specific,
他有时候会来找小弟说，传道是不是我们大家爱心不够啊
？They may come and find me and ask, is it because we don't have enough love?
是不是我们信心不足啊
？We don't have enough faith.
是不是我们祷告不够啊
？Is it because we don't pray enough?
要不然为什么我们祷告这么久
？Then why is it we pray for so long?
都没有神迹出现，那个有问题的人的问题还是在呢
？And there are no miracles, and the person with the problem still exists.
大家有没有听过这种话？我听多了。
Did anyone hear this before? I've heard.
那所以我还要召开职务会来自我检讨一下，我们教会大家信心不足，祷告不够吗
？And then we call the council and we ask, is it because our church doesn't pray enough or we don't have enough faith?
甚至有更多人来跟我讲说，传到现在好像神迹奇事不明显，那是你呀、啊，我每天都有神迹奇事啊。
Well, some people tell me that today, nowadays, there aren't a lot of miracles, but that's for you. I see a lot of miracles.
我现在跟大家解释一下。
Let me explain to everyone.
那是你期待错误。
This is your wrong perception.
你说。我们要把担子卸给神，就以为神如果真的有恩典显现的话，一次把我的担子拿掉。
And we think that when we cast our burdens on the Lord, that God will immediately take away all of our burdens at once.
我告诉大家
，And I'm telling you,
真正的重量是在心里面，不在于环境跟外在的。
Our true burdens are in our hearts, and it's not.
小弟举例一下
，For example,
因为我们大概剩下十分钟哈。
There's about 10 minutes left.
有人只断了一只手跟一只脚，就不去找工作了。
If somebody broke one arm and one leg and they don't go and find a job,
觉得他这辈子完蛋了。
They feel like they are done for their life.
每天唉声叹气，问说为什么是我。
And every day they sigh and they cry, why me?
有没有过这种人
？Have you ever seen a person like this?
另外有一种人，他一出生的时候就没有手没有脚。
And then there's another person when they are born, they have no arms and no legs.
他可以当画家。
They can be an artist.
他可以当演说家。
They can be.
他还到处去演讲，鼓励那一些有手有脚的人。你有没有发觉
？And then they go around and be and speak to those who have legs and have arms.
你们都是智慧者，这样一听，真正的重担根本不是外在跟环境，是内心自己造成的。有没有发觉
？The true burdens do not come from your environment, but they come from your heart.
可是当小弟这么一说的时候，有些人心里又这样想了、
啊。But when I say this, some people think.
啊，你只会这样讲，你又不像我失去过心爱的人。
And you say this, but you don't truly understand.
你不知道我受的伤害有多大。
You don't know how much pain I have.
又不是你痛到半夜醒过来要跑去医院急诊。
And you haven't been in so much pain in the middle of the night and gone to the hospital.
是你有你生命的困境。
Yes.You have your problems.
小弟或许没有办法百分之百体会。
Maybe I cannot 100% understand.
但是我相信天上的耶稣基督，他百分之百能够理解。
But I believe that our Jesus Christ in heaven 100%.
但是他为什么没有一次解决你的问题
？But why does he not solve your problems all at once?
我先跟大家说，神有能力一次解决我们的问题吗
？But I'm asking, does God have the power to solve our problems?
我相信神绝对有能力。
Of course, God has the power.
我们可以在祷告里面求神一次解决我们的问题吗
？In our prayers, can we ask God to solve our problems all at once?
我们可以这样子求。
We can pray like this.
但是神特别给某些人特别的恩典，那是额外的记号。
But God has given certain people grace, and these are miracles.
更多的时候，神是照着他圣经里面指引的方向，我们来看他怎么指引的。
But oftentimes, God uses the methods in the Bible, and what does He do?
我们请看旧约圣经诗篇五十五篇二十二节。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 55.
诗篇五十五篇二十二节。
Psalm 55, verse 22.
好，你要把你的重担卸给主，他必扶养你，他永不叫一人动摇。Amen.
Verse 22, cast your burden on the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved.
这一节跟我们在新约圣经读到的都一样，对不对？
And this verse is similar to the verses we read in the New Testament.
把重担卸给他，不只是这样子，是怎么卸给他？
And cast your burden on the Lord, but how do we cast our burden?
我们来看后面有一节就这样讲了。
And there's another verse that says,
我们请看68篇19节。
Let's look at chapter 68, verse 19. 68
篇19节。
Chapter 68, verse 19.
天天背负我们重担的主，就是拯救我们的神，是应当称颂的。Amen.
19, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation.
大家注意这个经文里面说天天背负我们重担的主。
And we realized this in this verse, it says who daily loads us with benefits.
这就是圣经真正的方向啊。
And this is the true direction of the Bible.
大家想象一下，如果你即使为这个问题已经祷告了三年或五年，
If you think about it, you've prayed for this problem for 3 to 5 years.
如果这个问题在前天神一次就把它解决了，昨天神你还要跟神一起背吗？
And if 2 days ago God already solved all of your problems, then yesterday would you still cry out to God?
我再讲一次，如果这个问题昨天神就一次把它解决了，今天你还需要跟神一起背吗？
And if yesterday God solved this entire problem, then today will you cry out to God?
不用嘛，昨天就全部拿掉了，今天干嘛还要背，对不对？
Then wouldn't be, because if God took all the problems away yesterday, then why would you have your burden today?
我们常常是期待这样子。
And we often hope for this.
圣经明明告诉我们，他是天天跟我们一起背。
The Bible tells us he daily loads us with benefits.
所以神没有说一次想把它拿掉。
God didn't say that he will take away all the burdens at once.
但是他要天天跟你一起背，让你背得起来，让你走得下去。
But daily he will uphold you, so you will be able to walk.
让我们即使好像外在没有什么特别的改变，但是我们内心重新得力有力量。
From the outside, it seems like nothing has changed, but from the inside, we have received strength.
我再问大家一句话，因为这是前半个月前美国有一个同龄问我的。
And let me ask everyone a question because somebody asked me.
传道，我听不懂哦，什么叫做天天神要跟我们一起背？我们有错误的期待。
And he said, what does this mean? I don't understand. Who daily God loads us with benefits?
我问大家，领会者有没有常常说我们是在像走人生，像在走旷野路一样？
Do sermon speakers often say that when we're walking on this journey of life, it's like in the wilderness?
有吧？
Yes.
我问大家，神有没有能力一次把以色列民族从埃及提到迦南地？
Does God
有没有能力？
Does God have the power to immediately take the Israelites and put them into the land of Canaan? Does he have this power?
我不晓得你们认为什么，我相信神绝对有能力，他可以把埃及阿伯提过来，他就可以把整个民族提过去。
I don't know what you think, but I believe that God has this power to move the Israelites to the land of Canaan.
神有没有这么做？
Did God do this?
这当中里面有没有人每天在祷告，希望缩短这个旷野的路程，除掉他们生命的担子？有没有人这样祷告？一定有。
In this journey in the wilderness, did anyone pray for God to shorten this journey? Probably.
可是神没有这么做，天天跟他们一起走旷野路，云柱火柱，有没有？
But God did not do so, and he walked with them daily in the wilderness.
所以如果我是那当中的一个人民，我有错误期待说，啊，神都不爱我们，不然就直接把我们踢到迦南地去好了，你会每天失望。
And if I was one of those people in the wilderness and think that God doesn't love me, he didn't bring me to the land of Canaan.
你会每天都觉得神不同在。
And every day you think that God is not with
you. 你会觉得神根本不关心我们，不然为什么还要我走旷野路呢？
You think that God doesn't even care about you, then why would he let us walk in the wilderness?
我们看圣经看得很简单啊，因为那个路是别人在走的啊。
It's very easy when we look at the Bible because other people are walking in the wilderness.
走那个路很苦的耶。
But this journey is very bitter.
虽然每天都有食物有水，鞋也穿不破。
Even though every day they have food and water and their shoes do not break.
要不要去沙漠区走十天看看？他走四十年。
Do you want to try and go to the desert and walk for 10 days? They walk for 40 years.
所以神本来就是要跟你一起经历这一段啊。
And God will walk with you in this journey.
所以这就是哥林多前后书讲的。
This is what it says in 1 and 2 Corinthians.
我们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的。
And all the burdens that we face are bearable for us.
神总会为我们开一条出路。
God will open a path for us.
所以现在弟兄姐妹， 不是说神不同在，不解决我们的问题，不是这样子。
Brothers and sisters, it's not that God doesn't abide with us and doesn't solve our
problems. 无论是健康上的，是婚姻上的，是工作上的。
Whether it's a matter of health in marriage or career.
我们可以继续祷告，求神一次性解决。
We can keep praying and ask God to take away these burdens right away.
或许神也会为你一次性解决。
And maybe God will solve these problems right away.
但是更多的时候是神故意留下这担子，让我们去体会更多的真理，体会他的同在。你能够理解吗？
But more likely, God will take away your burden so you will understand and feel His grace and His abiding.
所以怎么卸给神？这卸给神，圣经告诉我们要天天常常卸给他，让他跟我们一起背，让我们走得下去。这才是真正的卸给神啊。
So how do we cast our burdens on the Lord is every day to allow God to walk with us and abide with us.
我们最后来看一节就好哦，三分钟左右就解决了。
Let's look at one more verse.
我们来看马太福音十一章二十八节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
这一节我们布道会常常会讲。
This verse is often said in the evangelical services.
二十八节，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。Amen.
28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
啊，这里完全没有说什么样的人可以得安息。
This doesn't say what kind of person will receive rest.
没有说配得的才能安息。
Doesn't say those who are worthy will receive rest.
信心很好的才能得安息。
Those who have good faith will receive rest.
所以我们听得起来很好啊，每个人有重担的人到他面前来都可以得安息。
And this sounds good that everyone who comes in front of him will receive rest.
但是问题，很多人如果不读后来的经文，他就有疑问啊，为什么传道我到耶稣面前来得不到安息呢？
Well, the problem is they read other verses and they question why I come in front of Jesus and I don't receive rest.
那是因为要得安息的秘诀我们没有讲啊。
It's because the secret to receiving rest we did not say.
到主面前来得安息有秘诀有方法的是在后面这两节，这两节不讲不行啊。
But there is a method and there is a way to receive rest which is in the last two verses.
所以我们想的太简单了，来祷告一下就得安息。不是这样子，好不好？
We say so simply, you come and you pray and you receive rest, but it's not so simple.
所以布道会如果不讲后面这两节，等于讲一半而已啊。
So in evangelical service, if you don't say the last two verses, then we won't.
我们请看二十九节。
Let's look at verse 29.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。三十节。
30.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。所以秘诀后面讲到两样，两样。
So here in these two verses, it talks about two things.
第一个要负主的轭。
And the first to take.
因为他天天跟我们背一样的轭，要来跟我们一起背，对不对
？Because he has the same yoke and he will carry it with us.
这秘诀的第一个就是要负主的轭。
And first is to take up the yoke of God.
什么叫负主的轭？我们简单做结论。
What does it mean to take my yoke?
要开始下决心跟主做一样的事。
It is to make a determination to do the same as Jesus Christ.
要以基督的心为心，跟他一样的思考。
And to have the same heart and to be like him.
要跟他有一样的意念。
Have the same vision.
所以要得安息之前，你必须先认识耶稣，效法耶稣，不然你就得不到安息的，这样知道吗？
So before receiving rest, you have to know Jesus Christ and follow and learn from him. Otherwise, you don't receive rest.
不是祷告一次就把问题全部解决了，然后又走掉，不是这样子的。
You don't just pray one time and your problems are solved and you walk away.
第二个秘诀。
A second.
学我的样式。
And to learn from me.
重点在学这个字。
And the important word is to learn.
各位发觉哈，有一种东西不用学的。
There's one thing that we do not learn.
那个就是神赐你恩赐，马上就会。
It is a talent that God has given you. You know that right away.
讲灵言、翻灵言什么什么这些的，神赐的恩赐，马上就会。
The gifts that God has given you to interpret.
所以我们说灵言是不学的， so、不能用学的，这样来理解吗
？And when we speak in tongues, that's not something we learn.
学为什么很重要
？Why is it important to learn?
各位，不管你是学问或者是技术。
It doesn't matter if you're learning knowledge or.
学习一定要花时间，有没有发现
？Whatever you learn, you will spend time.
然后再来，你真的要把它学成自己生命的一部分，你要不断的 practice， 一直练习，一直练习。
And to make the skill part of your life, you have to keep practicing.
从不熟到很熟。
From being unfamiliar to very familiar.
大家能够理解吗
？Do you understand?
任何一套训练都是这样子啊。
No matter what you learn, this is the way.
所以学耶稣的样式是需要时间的。
So、to learn from Jesus Christ, this takes time.
不是说我知道了就马上学会，我要不断的面临各种状况，不断的练习练习。 习练习。
It doesn't mean that you know it right away. You have to keep practicing.
用基督的思考，用基督的方法。
To think the way of Jesus Christ and
可能一练三年，一练十年，一练二十年，在当中我们一直长进成长。
You may practice for 3 years, for 10 years, for 20 years, and you will grow.
只有练到某种程度的时候，我们才能得安息。
Only until you practice to a certain point, then you will receive rest.
那种安息是即使好像我们的环境没有改变。
And this type of rest, it seems like our environment did not change.
好像神根本没有解决我们的问题。
It seems like God did not solve our problem.
事实上，他是从你的灵里面，从你的心里面解决问题啦。
But in reality, he has solved the problem in your heart.
就好像神没有让那一个没有手没有脚的人长出手脚来。
Just like God did not allow that person with no arms and legs to grow arms and legs.
但是一样可以解决他生命的重担，让他有新的生活态度，有没有发觉？
But he can solve the burdens in his heart and to give him a new attitude of life.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们现在要来祷告。
My beloved brothers and sisters, we are about to pray.
祷告要学着卸给神。
When we pray, we have to learn to cast our burdens to the Lord.
我希望今天跟你的分享，不要再等一下祷告之后又觉得说，好像耶稣不爱我，没有听我的祷告，问题依然在。
I hope after today's sharing, after our prayer, you don't think that God doesn't abide with me and God doesn't love me.
不对的，我们要学会卸给神的秘诀。
This is wrong. We have to learn how to cast our burdens onto the Lord.
天天的，常常的。
And every day and always.
他要跟我们一起。
He will be with us.
我们要负他的轭，要学。
And we will have his yoke, and we have to learn.
这样子，我们有一天都能稳妥的走到他的面前。
So one day we will be able to walk towards him.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
要求圣灵接受按手的，请到前面来。
Those who would like to receive laying of hands, please come up.
好，同心祷告，谢谢。
Let's kneel down and pray.